Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
You in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. Come on, you make it your prayer. And I will call upon your name, Jesus. And keep.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Norbert Stevens. A prayer as I put on my mask. Creator God, as I prepare to go into the world, help me to see the sacrament in the wearing of this cloth. Let it be an outward sign of an inward grace, a tangible and visible way of living, love for my neighbors as I love myself. Christ the Son, since my lips will be covered, uncover my heart, that people would see my smile in the crinkles around my eyes. Since my voice may be muffled, help me to speak clearly, not only with my words, but with my actions. Holy Spirit, as the elastic touches my ears, remind me to listen carefully and full of care to all those I meet. May this simple piece of cloth be shield and banner, and each breath that it holds be filled with your love. In your triune name and in that love I pray, may it be so. May it be so. The Reverend Dr. Richard Both, Moderator of the United Church of Canada, adapted. Sharing a reflection with us today in light of the COVID-19 pandemic is the Reverend Dwight Kelly, Minister of the Greendale Charge of United Churches. Reverend Kelly, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
A blessed good morning. Today, I'd like to share with you this reflection from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A very well-known psalm, one that we would have learned from a tender age, one that we many times look to, especially in times of distress. But today, want to question, how is your God confidence? How is your God confidence? How is your confidence in God? In a general sense, many Christians struggle with their faith, and no doubt more so in this pandemic season. Though we know of the love of God, we fail to translate this in our daily life experiences. The challenges we face is threatening to shake and weaken our confidence in God to do for us what He said He would do. From the psalmist, Yahweh Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd, wants us to know that He cares for us and we should look to Him. Look to Him who has laid down His life for us. Ezekiel 34, 11 to 12 says, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among his scattered sheep. So I will care for my sheep and will deliver them from all the places to which they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. In this volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous world, the shepherd, the Lord our shepherd, wants us to look to him who knows and has the answer, who cares and is concerned, and who is our defense. Time is rapidly changing, and there is much fear-mongering. We awake each day to the double and triple digit increase of the infection rate of COVID-19, along with the accompanying deaths, not just by COVID-19, but through crime and violence. But today, the Good Shepherd wants us to know him more, discovering his greatness and his glory in this situation, in this season. Looking to self and living in self-pity will shake and weaken our God confidence. Rather, we should look to him, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life. For we see in this text the model King David, who is particularly known for his shepherd experiences, that David, who understood himself to be the shepherd of Israel and who was acknowledged by the people as such, should speak of Yahweh as my shepherd, in a way of acknowledging that Yahweh is indeed the power behind the throne of David. So the question is, what value do you place on your relationship with the Good Shepherd? The Good Shepherd desires relationship. He's personal, precious, and powerful, who protects and gives us peace. How can you improve your relationship with Yahweh, the Good Shepherd? He challenges us to look to him, for he must be our shepherd. He must be the shepherd of Jamaica, of Cayman, the nations of our world. Yes, I shall not want. I shall not be in want. This focus on want is not so much the idea of desiring something as of lacking something needed. The psalmist does not mean that Yahweh shepherds us by giving us everything we desire. Rather, those who trust in Yahweh as sheep do in a shepherd will never lack for whatever they need. And so, what confidence is being displayed here in the psalmist David as he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. The Good Shepherd wants us to trust him more, his person and his presence. The shepherd is everything to the sheep, and the sheep is in need of the shepherd. The Good Shepherd is always watching over you, and he gives us confidence to carry out our great responsibilities in life. The Good Shepherd, the Shepherd, he meets our needs and gives us rest and restores us and makes us righteous, keeps us from fear and protects us from our enemies, giving us abundant, overflowing life, never leaves us nor forsakes us. And so this speaks to the adequacy of the servant, the Good Shepherd, to carry us. And so in this, we have the shepherd who is our righteousness. He is with us. He is Jehovah Shammah, who is there. He's present. He is our banner. He's Jehovah Nissi. He anoints our head. He sanctifies us. And so in this season, the Lord, our shepherd, wants us to look to him. And how could I end without challenging us to the fact that even as we know that we need to look to him, we also need to remember that he will carry us. And of course, not only will he carry us, but we need to lead others to him. In this season, let our God confidence be raised as we look to the Lord, our Savior. No time to be isolated from the shepherd, but to know that with the shepherd, you are insulated. You are in the shepherd's heart. You have his help. Make sure he has a hold of you. He was wounded for your transgression. Look to him not only for protection, but for direction. Use the time that you would normally be traveling from home whilst working or studying to read His Word and listen to His prompting as the guidepost and escort throughout your day. Re-establish the family altar with meaningful times of discussion with the children, less of the gadgets and more of the heavenly spiritual voice notes. Look to Him. Let us pray. Living, loving God, we ask You now, You who are the shepherd of the sheep, to shepherd us, O God, in this difficult season. Shepherd us, Lord, against the fear of the threatening disease. Shepherd us, O God, and heal those who are infected. Shepherd us, O God, and especially those who are in leadership. Be with us, mighty God, we ask You even now, good shepherd. Be with us, those who are not well. Be with those who are feeling lonely and depressed. Lift those heavy burdens. Be with those, O God, who are in need of Your care and Your protection. Lord, I pray and place Your people into Your hands and pray all this through no other name but the mighty, precious, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, He will not slumber nor sleep.
The United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands Lay Training Institute presents a program of webinars under the theme Built to Bend, a series of learning opportunities to build resilience and respond to the challenges of COVID-19 and beyond. They include developing content for social media on October 24, how to live stream a worship service, Bible studies or prayer meetings on October 31, producing a worship service for live streaming on November 7, all from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the Zoom platform. Register through your regional mission council and see you there. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
Thanks to the Reverend Dwight Kelly, Minister of the Greendale Charge of United Churches, for his reflection this morning in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Reverend Norbert Stevens. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com. And find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith. What?